Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to From Guilt to Grace, a mental health podcast for Christians where we learn how to root ourselves in the grace of God in spite of our mental illness. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. James 4:13-15. When I was growing up, I wanted one thing and one thing only, and that was to serve in the military. I watched war movies and documentaries, I collected G.I. Joes and military books, I even spent 4 years in the NJROTC. I worked my way up to the rank of ensign, commanded a unit, and was put on staff as the operations officer. All of that to say, I was very serious about wanting to serve. When I went to San Antonio to watch my brother graduate from Air Force Basic Training, I made the decision that the Air Force was where I wanted to go. I spent time with a recruiter, and in 2012, I went to MEPS. This was a big deal to me, as a year or so prior, I came here to watch my brother swear in. Now, it was my turn. I scored high on the ASVAB, did the duck walk, and passed all the physical tests. Well, all but one. I failed my hearing test. Now, this didn't really come as a surprise because I was born deaf in my right ear. I knew this would be a problem, but I hoped that maybe it wouldn't. When everyone used the phone to call their family to come watch them swear in, I called my parents to pick me up. I sat in the lobby and listened as they swore in the other room. I was devastated, but I didn't quit. I tried for a waiver and was denied. I tried to join the Navy and was denied. I tried to join the Army and was denied. I tried to join the Marines, Coast Guard, and National Guard, and I was denied. Then I tried to join the FBI and was denied. Then I tried to join the police force and was denied. It became obvious that my lifelong desire to serve wasn't going to happen. In the years that followed, I worked retail, security, and manufacturing jobs. I received my Associates of Applied Science degree. I started dating and eventually married Natalie. I even moved out of state to Florida. Now looking back, I realized how blessed I was in those years, but at the time, I felt cursed. I was bitter. I hated myself for being born deaf in one ear. I hated America for rejecting me, and I wanted nothing to do with God. You see, after I was rejected from the military, I kept hearing about how it was God's plan and how He has something better in store for me. But I didn't want to hear that. I wanted the military. I wanted my plans. In my bitterness, I turned to alcohol. Now, not just a drink at dinner time, but being drunk daily. I wanted to be drunk so I wouldn't remember my problems. It was easier to get blackout drunk than it was to face the realities of my life. My drinking caused many problems. I was regularly out to about 2 a.m. getting drunk. I drove drunk, did awful things while drunk, and my marriage nearly came to an end. This went on for maybe 2 years before I suddenly felt this feeling that I hadn't felt in a long time. Guilt. I started to see how my actions were hurting those around me, and I had a long talk with Natalie and agreed to make things right. I started to see a psychiatrist, and we worked on my mental health and alcohol abuse. We eventually moved back to our hometown in Tennessee. We started our careers, have 2 wonderful children, started going to our church that we are now members of, and I answered the Holy Spirit's call to come to Christ in 2024. Now I'm happily working at my father's shop, very active in my church. My oldest son recently graduated pre-K, and my wife and I are about to celebrate our 10-year wedding anniversary. I'm also alcohol-free for almost 2 years now. The biggest change is I'm now focused on my relationship with God. It's been a struggle, especially with my mental health and overcoming years of bitterness, but I'm slowly being sanctified and growing closer to God. As I look back, I see God's hand in everything. Yes, He didn't plan for me to be in the military, but that's because He really did have a greater plan in mind. He's the one who gave me the feeling of guilt after I hit rock bottom. He's the one who gave me the desire to make things right. He's the one that, when the time was right, called me to Him. So yes, I'll admit, those who said God had a better plan was right. The life I'm living now isn't the one I wanted, it's better. The struggles I had made me who I am today. I also now see how life with God is so much better than life without Him. For those of you out there who are struggling because life isn't panning out the way you wanted it to, for those of you who are turning to alcohol and drugs to forget your troubles, for those of you who are becoming bitter at your situation, I want you to know from experience that God has a plan for you. It probably isn't what you want. You probably aren't happy about it, and you probably don't understand it, and that's okay. God doesn't require us to understand His plans or to even like His plans. He calls on us to trust Him. I didn't trust Him for years, yet He still worked things out for His good. I'm sharing my story so that maybe you'll be encouraged to not spend so many years in darkness as I did, but trust in God and His plans, regardless of how you feel about them. Instead of bitterness, have joy in knowing that He knows best. Instead of alcohol and drugs, find a loving church family to share your burdens with. Instead of turning away from God, come closer to Him. It's not easy. Nothing in our Christian life is, but over time, you'll see that His plans are better than ours, and that our plans are just for ourselves, but His plans are for the kingdom. If you're not sure how to even start trusting in His plans, I would suggest following the example of Jesus. Pray to our Heavenly Father that even though you have plans, you want His will to be done. Thank you for listening, and I hope that this episode was a blessing to you. Remember, overcoming mental illness is a journey, not a quick fix. Take it step by step and day by day. From Guilt to Grace is not a professional therapy resource and is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or replace mental health professional care and or medical treatments. I am not a licensed mental health professional. I am simply a brother in Christ who is on this journey with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.